Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helves in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 13th of December 2010. Well, last week was once again a fairly positive week on the markets. Just going through what happened in the region, starting off with China and the Far East. We got some unbelievable figures out of China during the week, with CPI, the inflation rate up over 5%, retail sales growth of 19%, and industrial production up 13%. This is all more evidence of sustained growth in the Asia-Pacific area. And as a result, China increased its reserve requirement ratio up to 18.5% for the big banks. That's a record. And this is also the possibility of rises in the cost of borrowing still to come, indicative of China's concern that their bubble is getting too big. Over the whole region, the Asia Development Bank estimated the growth for this year will be 9% and around 7% next year. Once again, all evidence that if this continues, it's the Asia-Pacific region that's going to ensure that the economic recovery around the world remains on track. Europe's still a bit of a mess, although pressures did ease as the Irish budget started to make its way through the Irish Parliament. But tensions still remain in the area, particularly because interest rates are far too high in the weak peripheral countries of the Eurozone. Tensions during the week weren't helped when the ECB in effect closed the door on the 750 billion euro rescue fund, declining to put any more money into it. Not surprising though. In the UK, the Bank of England met and UK base rates were retained at the rate of 0.5% where they've been for about the last 2 years, although the decisions these days are not quite so unanimous as they were 6 months ago. In the US, the week started rather badly with negative comments from the Fed Chairman Bernanke over his assessment of how sustainable or self-sustainable the domestic economy was. However, the markets then decided this was no bad thing because it increased speculation about further increases in the current $600 billion QE2 ceiling, which if raised would add further liquidity to the markets, which is always a good thing for stocks. However, markets in the US brightened in the middle of the week when Obama and the Republicans did a deal to extend the Bush-era tax cuts by a couple of years. The market seemed to like this and responded positively. Commodity markets remained strong, but interestingly, gold lost a little bit shine as prices dropped by about 2% on the week, on the back of a stronger US dollar, which convinced some holders to take some profits after recent large gains. And oil dropped back a bit on the back of this week's OPEC oil ministers meeting. So as we reach the end of the year, we can look back on the year and take heart from the fact that the markets responded somewhat better than most people expected at the beginning of the year. Far Eastern markets have seen some stunning rises this year, sometimes in the region of 30 to 40%, although the Japanese market's dropped about 2%, and China is still down around 13%. In Europe, Germany is up around 18%, UK up 7%, although France is down 2%. And in the States, the S&P 500 is up 11% on the year so far. However, this doesn't disguise the fact that many of the issues that we started off with at the beginning of the year, including stresses and strains in the Eurozone, excessive debt, etc., are still there, still need to be resolved, and the outlook is still pretty uncertain. And although investor sentiment may be becoming a bit less risk-averse than it has been, that's not necessarily translating into action, with investors seeming to prefer to remain in safe haven assets for the moment. We're going to see a lot of economic news this week, with the Fed's FOMC statement on Tuesday, US retail sales also on Tuesday, and US housing starts on Thursday. In the UK, we'll see the latest labour market report on retail sales and a breakdown of EU November inflation. And in Asia, we'll see the latest Bank of Japan Tankan survey. And in these uncertain times, our strategy of providing investors with a balanced multi-asset class portfolio, primarily protected against the macroeconomic risks, is proving its worth. And if you'd like further information on our services, you should contact us on 01439 770 105 105, or through our website www.planningforlife.org. Please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible.